Thank you for choosing the Flying Brian podcast. If you like what you hear from this podcast episode, be sure to hit the subscribe button and check me out on all of your favorite social media websites, youtube.com/user/FlyinMMA, instagram.com/FlyinMMA, twitter.com/, you guessed it, FlyinMMA, and finally, the same goes for Facebook, facebook.com/FlyinMMA. I look forward to hearing from you. Namaste. What's up, headbangers? I am your host, Flying Brian. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be doing my best to review the latest album from Bullet for My Valentine called Venom. This album is the follow-up to their most forgettable album known as Temper Temper. Before I get into talking about this album, I need to provide you with a little disclaimer. I have no background in music, I can't play a musical instrument, and this is the first review of any kind that I have ever published. The majority of you who are listening to this podcast episode know me from talking about mixed martial arts, but because there's a lot more to me than my love for combat sports, I decided to expand this show to include some of my other interests. I have been a fan of rock music my entire life. My dad raised me on Queen, Lynyrd Skynyrd, The Eagles, and other similar classic rock bands. Now that we have that out of the way, let's dive into Venom. Bullet for My Valentine released 5 songs from this album prior to the entire album's release as a way to build hype for the record. The first of these songs, Raising Hell, was revealed way back on November 18th of 2013 and was said to showcase the future sound of the band after an abysmal previous album in Temper Temper. If you didn't check that album out, consider yourself lucky. I'm going to give a few thoughts on every song from the deluxe version, then I'm going to give the entire album a grade and rank it among the rest of the Bullet for My Valentine discography. Also, at the end, I'm going to talk about my history with Bullet for My Valentine. I really hope you'll stick around to the end of the show for that. As I previously mentioned, this is my first review, but there are a lot of albums coming out in the near future from bands that I love, and I will be reviewing them as well. If you like what you hear, please hit the subscribe button. That would really help me out a lot. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, please give me a 5-star rating. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at FlyinMMA, or in the description box below, comment section, you can tell me other albums that you would like to hear me review. The people who are responsible for creating this album are Matt Tuck, lead vocals, rhythm guitar, and bass guitar, Michael Page Paget, lead guitar and backing vocals, Michael Moose Thomas on the drums. And the newly added bass player, Jamie Mathias, is also responsible for backing vocals. Other personnel on this album, the former bass player, Jason J. James, provides the bass guitar on Raising Hell and Ace of Spades. Colin Richardson and Carl Brown are responsible for production and mixing. Now, the first track on this album is basically a lead up to No Way Out. It's known as V. We're not even going to talk about it because it's just an intro song. But it leads right into No Way Out. This is easily my favorite song on this album. It's top fucking notch. It gets my heart racing. And I could listen to this song on repeat for hours. If you listen to the song and you go right ahead to the 2 minutes and 45 second mark, there's a breakdown that'll blow your fucking mind. It's amazing. Next song is called Army of Noise. At first, I really didn't care much for this song, but it grew on me as I listened to this album over and over. I once found myself singing this song in my head as I wandered through Hell on Earth, aka the Mall. This song really excels at the end around the 3-minute mark when it hits the solo. Although the solo is not very complex, this is not my favorite song from this album, but it is a damn good song. Right here, another little disclaimer. I listened to this album on repeat for a week straight. I listened to almost nothing else other than this album to try to Let it sink in a little bit. I've listened to other albums where the first time through there's a song that I didn't like on the first listen through, and then later on it really grows on me. That is on albums like The Outlaw Gentlemen and Shady Ladies. There was a song on there called The Lonesome Rider that the first time I heard it, I hated it. It sounded too country for me. But as I listened to the album over and over, that song really grew on me. So I've listened to this album in the car. I've listened to this album when I'm just chilling in my apartment. I've listened to this album while lifting weights. I've listened to this album while walking to class. I've put this album through the test, and so I did that to give you a thorough review of this album. Next song is called Worthless. One of the reasons I started listening to thrash metal bands like Bullet for My Valentine, Killswitch Engage, is that these bands help soothe the pain of losing a girlfriend. If you've recently got out of a relationship, especially one where the girl might have been unfaithful, this is the song for you. The next song is called You Want a Battle? Here's a War. This is the first song from this album that doesn't come right at you from the very first second, which is something that I miss from old Bullet songs such as Hearts Burst Into Fire and Your Betrayal. But don't get your hopes up. There are no songs on this album that rival either of those songs. Those two songs might not be your favorite Bullet for My Valentine songs, but I love how they build up before bringing the lyrics in. And the feel of a metal ballad from those songs and also All These Things I Hate is something that I miss from Bullet for My Valentine. This song has some similar characteristics to those songs, and for that reason, it is one of my favorite songs on this entire record. The sixth track on this album is called Broken, and it is yet another song from this album that comes in at high speeds and never slows down. It is also a song that will help anyone who recently had some heartache in their life or wants to lift some rather large amounts of iron in the weight room to really help them out. Screaming and growling is something that was really missing from Temper Temper, but to my delight, it is in abundance throughout this entire album and is used frequently in Broken. The seventh track on this album is also the title track on this album, Venom. I fucking love this song. The song fits right where it needs to be on this album, in that number seven spot. I am drawn towards metal songs that are more sing-songy than screaming, but still have that zest of a scream from time to time. Aside from Army of Noise, this song is the most intricate in terms of lyrics on the entire record. Listen to this song and tell me you don't love it. Number eight, The Harder the Heart, the Harder It Breaks. This song has the second best entrance of any song on this entire album, which is why I used it as the intro to this podcast. Michael Page Paget shows off some very high level skills here. The entrance, like I said, is fantastic, but the song never really picks up from there. There are a few moments where this song shines, but it certainly is not my favorite Bullet for My Valentine song. Number nine, Skin, the best entrance of any song on this entire record, belongs to Skin. It starts to seem a bit repetitive before it slows down and then screams, and for me, the song really shines from that point on. After the solo, there is a brief moment where drummer Michael Moose Thomas takes over. Again, not a top track in my opinion, but it gets a passing grade from me. Number 10, Hell or High Water. The beat and the drums from this song are fucking incredible. Probably seems at this point like I'm stroking this album's ego, but this is another song that I fucking love and will listen to over and over. Some of the most prominent drum sounds on the entire album. Kudos to Michael Moose Thomas. The next song is the last song that was on the regular version, the non-deluxe version of this album, and it's known as Pariah. First of all, this is my least favorite song on Venom. But the song did teach me something that I did not know before. The definition of pariah is an outcast. Learn something new every day, right? To me, this is the most what I'm going to call noisy song on this entire album. Again, not a bad song. It just doesn't seem to flow as well as the rest of the songs. Of course, you were probably going to disagree with me, so please voice your opinion by talking to me about it on Twitter. I am at FlyingMMA. This is a pretty gnarly guitar solo at about 2.5 minutes, but I stand by it being my least favorite song on the record. As I mentioned, that was the last song on the basic version of Venom. But who the hell buys the basic version of any album? I hope you didn't. Let's move on to the deluxe portion of the album. The first song in the bonus or deluxe version is called Playing God. This was one of the 5 songs that was revealed to us prior to the actual release. I hate the title. And they say the title over and over in this song. My views on life lead me to think that the context of this song lyrically is ridiculous. But the drums, once again, are a big shining moment of this song. Quickly, here I want to say that the vocals of this entire album are spectacular. I love the entire vibe they give. I am a guy that doesn't want 100% screaming or singing. And this album, from start to finish, was able to find the magical amount of both. Number 13, Run for Your Life. The mixture of singing and screaming in this song is what stands out for me in this song, and I couldn't be happier. When you're listening to this song at about the 220 mark, you're going to start bobbing your head because the drums are so fucking cool, and immediately after that, you're going to have your fucking face melted completely off by Paige. You're going to look back on that song with Loving Memory, which is the title of their next track. First thing you'll notice from In Loving Memory is the tone of the guitar at the beginning of the song will be a little bit refreshing because this is something that hasn't changed too terribly much during the course of listening to this entire album. I love the moments when it's just guitar. It's not a solo, but it's a calm moment right before they bring back the rock. Lyrically, this song is fun, right up until the last bit where it just repeats the song's title over and over again. Finally, we've made it all the way to the last track on the deluxe version. The song is called Raising Hell. The last time we hear from the band's longest-running bass player, Jason J. James. Bullet for My Valentine used this song to give us a preview of how they would redeem themselves after Temper Temper. Again, if you missed that album, you absolutely missed nothing. I remember when they dropped this song on us, and I was digging the sound, but couldn't stand how repetitive it is, and I still feel that way. The song could have been completely left off the record, and I would have been fine with it. One of my complaints about Temper Temper is that most of those songs were 45-second songs that they elongated to 3-ish minutes. The sound of this song is on point, but like I said, it could have been a 45-second song. Now, talking about this album as a whole, they were trying to bring back the thrash metal sounds from Scream, Aim, Fire, and they were very successful in that. I love this album. Yet, it's not as good as Scream, Aim, Fire, in my opinion, because this album doesn't have as many memorable songs. In a year down the road, I'm not going to look back at this album and think, wow, I haven't heard that amazing track in a long time. What the hell have I been doing with my life? There are a couple of songs like that, but the album as a whole isn't that way. For me, No Way Out is easily the best song on the record. This will be in my recently played for a very long time. My next two favorite songs are Venom and You Wanna Battle? Here's a War. So ranking this album amongst the rest of Bullet for My Valentine's discography, I would put it in a tie for second place with The Poison behind Scream, Aim, Fire. As for giving this album a Metacritic-style rating, fuck all of the other critics on this album who gave it low scores. I'm giving this album a B+ or an 89.9 out of 100. Now, I mentioned that I was going to talk about my history with Bullet for My Valentine. The first song that I ever heard from Bullet for My Valentine was All These Things I Hate revolve around me. Fantastic song, and it has a special place in my heart because when I heard that song, I was going through relationship trouble. I was in high school at that time, and so when you lost a girlfriend when you were that age, or maybe you're listening to this and you're that age right now, if you lose a girlfriend when you're 16, 17 years old, it hurts so bad. But it'll be fine. You'll get over it. Just listen to bands like Bullet for My Valentine, Killswitch Engage, and you'll get over that type of stuff. Second song I heard was Tears Don't Fall, and at that time in my life, I didn't like the screaming nature of this music. But since that time, that song, man, I tell you what, this band and that style of music has really became my favorite style of music. Tears Don't Fall, in my opinion, is one of the greatest songs of all time. It ranks right up there. If you're thinking about some great thrash metal songs in the 2000s, that's got to be close to the top. Tears Don't Fall. That song is fucking incredible. Next, I mentioned a little while ago about Your Betrayal and Hearts Burst Into Fire. Those songs were the title tracks of my summer about 4 years ago. 3 to 4 years ago. I listened to those songs on repeat during the summer. I just love metal ballads, and those songs really stick out for me. And then I actually bought the physical copy of this album, Venom. After had listening to the first five songs that they released, I decided that it was worth me buying the album. But I did not do that for their album, Temper Temper. Based on how Bullet for My Valentine had done in the past, I thought, yeah, Temper Temper is going to be fucking awesome, even though the first two songs that they released off that album were terrible. Temper Temper. I just thought that they sucked. But I thought, you know what? Maybe they're hiding the better tracks deep down in this album. And so I bought the album anyway, and that was a mistake. That album was terrible. I hated it so much. But this album, Venom, I am glad that I bought the physical copy of it because I have been buying physical copies of albums lately because, you know what? If my computer crashes or if iTunes for some reason dies, it's very unlikely. But I'll still have this physical copy and I'll still be able to listen to the album. And then, you know, kind of, I was buying albums on iTunes quite a bit, and one of the things that made me sad was, you know, you give that $11 away or $12 away for an album, whatever it is, and you don't really get any physical thing in return. So I bought the physical copy of the album. You get the same quality of sound when you rip it off of the CD and into your iTunes that you do when you just download it in iTunes, but now I still have the physical copy. If I would have enough money, if I would have enough dineros in my bank account, I for certain would have bought the vinyl version of this that comes with the digital download. But you see, the thing is, I'm a college student and I don't have very much money. So this physical copy, the CD of Bullet for My Valentine's Venom, the deluxe edition, cost me, I think it was $10.99 at my local music store. And it's $12.99 on iTunes. So I actually saved $2. It did cost me a little bit of money and gas to get up there, but still. As far as like my final thoughts on this album, go buy it. Go buy the physical copy. And if you don't believe me on this, you can stream it on Spotify or you can find the songs individually on YouTube. Check them out. And then you're probably going to want to pick this album up. You're going to want to buy it. It's $11, $10.99 at your local music store. At this time, there's some music stores that will sell used CDs. It's been a week. I waited a week to do my review on this album because, like I said, I wanted to put it through its pacing. I wanted to listen to it over and over again so that I could really get my thoughts on each and every song and the depth, really dive into this album. Maybe there's at your local music store, there's a used CD. If there is, buy that thing right now. Buy it. If you completely agree with my assessment of any of these songs or the album as a whole, I would love to hear from you in the comment section below if you're watching this or listening to this on YouTube, or if you're listening to the podcast version on SoundCloud or Podomatic or iTunes or Stitcher or any of that, and you're on your phone and you can't see the comment section, go over to Twitter or to Flying MMA on Facebook. On Twitter, I am at Flying MMA, and just tell me your thoughts. I'd love to hear from you, and you can tell me, dude, you're fucking review of that album sucked balls, and so did that album. Go fuck yourself. Tell me that on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening to this review. I hope that it was helpful. Now, as soon as I'm done recording this review and uploading it to the World Wide Web, I am going to head out to buy the new Disturbed album, Immortalized. And then in a week from that time, I'll be reviewing that album. Again, if you have an album that you would like to hear me review or hear my thoughts on, you let me know and I'll go pick it up. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.